Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Get it exactly 6 o'clock on Monday morning, the second day of June 2025. Here we go. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez.
Good morning. Yes. Are you looking at me because I'm giving attitude?
To start the week.
No. What is happening?
Okay, a minute ago I walked in. You said in not so uncertain terms,
yeah,
what the F is up with this rain?
That's right.
I said to you, let's start the show that way. That'd be a good way for you to come in.
Oh my God, I thought you said you were going to say it. I thought you were like, I'm going to say what's up with
this
rain.
I'm not
telling. And I was like, you go.
I gotta be honest, when have I ever gone, hey, I'm going to say this?
I don't know, never. But I was open-minded.
No. Never. Never.
Well, what is up with this rain?
I would just say it.
All right, fine. Let's take it again from the top.
Nope.
What's up with this rain?
You know what? This is where, okay, this is where I like to do the show spontaneously. I like to do it like one big improv thing. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Our bosses would like it to be more structured, more scripted, mm-hmm. that type of thing. Well, my friends, I would like you to cut this up, Adrian, later and send it to the bosses as Exhibit A of what happened.
You can't follow a script.
This is what happened.
What is up with the rain?
Which, you know, I hate. I hate that.
Well, you're right.
Ooh. Just a little sip of coffee and away we go. It's Monday.
Let's
it's fine.
It.
No, but yeah, surprise. It may very well be, and it's not like good rain, like monsoony.
Right.
It's going to be that little drippy thing that's going to make things slicker than you know what.
Uh-huh.
Later. So just be careful this morning. It's not bad yet. Although I hear up by the speedway that they've gotten a little more. Then, because we're down in the Southwest, we've seen like 7 drops.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. And not anything. I hate driving in the rain. We all know that. But I picked up the new Nissan this weekend. The Murano from Philly Nissan.
who had 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the show that we'd get the new Nissan plug?
Well, no. No, because I was driving to work. The windshield wipers, I will talk about it. It's beautiful.
That's
and
right.
I love it.
That's right.
And let me tell you about it, baby. The windshield wipers turned on by themselves.
Send that to the bosses,
I
too. They
didn't
love
have
that.
Doesn't need a script
to
for
turn
this.
Anything on. And it was really nice. I thought you
were gonna.
Car.
I thought you were gonna say all of a sudden, freaking, because you know, in car, like in newer cars, that's like automatic, right?
Yeah.
And so you get into a car and you don't realize that all of a sudden, the car's possessed. You know, the windshield wipers
that's
turn on
how
by
I
itself.
Felt. It turned on all by itself. I was like, "Who's in here? What's happening?" It was so nice. Drove so smooth. Felt so safe. Loved it. So rain all day. I don't care.
Not like last week. If you missed the story of.
Oh my God.
Michaela reaching out to her fiance saying, I think I'm having trouble turning on the air conditioning. And her fiance says, no, you've also had no trouble turning on the seat warmers. And it's 105 degrees and the seat warmers are at max.
Small mishap.
Yeah. Did you find out where the seat warmers are on this one?
No, absolutely not. That car is very high tech. We're still learning each other.
Right.
But I'm happy that what is supposed to start happening is
but
so
yeah,
far.
Gas brakes, lights, wipers.
So solid.
Solid.
Really
yeah.
good.
Right now. And that's all you need for
that's
now.
That's all I need to know.
That's great.
We're safe.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Monday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. If it is wet where you are, be careful. Give yourself an extra couple of minutes. And don't drive like a jerk, like everybody else on the west side of the 215 this morning.
Yeah, solid advice.
I'm just saying. If you have a vanity plate, you betcha. Maybe it's better that you don't drive like an idiot.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Right about the end of the show on Friday, word came down that Taylor Swift was getting all her music back.
Yes,
which
dude.
Was pretty cool. That explains, remember how everybody thought at the AMAs that she would show up?
Oh, yeah.
And that there would be talk that the Reputation album would drop, Taylor's version.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. And everybody kind of went, well, that seems like a missed opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Well... And by the way, she's telling the story that, we're doing, what'd she say? I kept hitting a stopping point when I tried to remake it. Yeah, you know what that stopping point was her people were going, you don't need to. You're going to get it back.
True.
You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that there's still going to be Taylor's versions anyway.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Because Swifties will buy anything.
Yeah. The girlies were going crazy, at least on my social media. They were so excited. This girl who runs a fitness like class played it all day long. Everyone was going nuts. I feel like it's just because she's so smart and it was such a ballsy thing to do. And good for her.
Well, and that she had the chance. Now the story comes down and you know this to be true just because it makes a lot of sense that she had the chance to buy them before. But she didn't want Scooter Braun to get a penny.
Yeah.
So she waited until now they were twice removed. You know what I mean? They'd been sold and sold again.
Yep.
And then the fact that he wasn't going to get nothing. I'll do it now. I have enough money.
Yeah.
It's fine. Great.
Listen, I'm not a diehard Swiftie. I feel bad even saying that. I'm like not into that whole thing, but she is so brilliant. I respect her and you have to. I mean, I think she's just good.
And listen, it's good. And I know there's people that'll scream at me about this. Scooter's not a bad guy. He made a business decision. Business isn't always pretty. Business isn't always nice. And, you know, and the whole thing that, it's a tough situation. Because he's a pretty good dude who did a pretty not great thing.
Yeah.
You know? But he got his, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure did.
Speaking about you getting yours, Jennifer Lopez tickets for you with the first pick. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of the weekend? We'll ask you next.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Look at that right there. It's a good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. This is just crazy. Hiking on a remote Alaskan trail near a glacier. Whatever. 61-year-old dude gets trapped. Sudden rock slide pins him under a 700-pound boulder.
Never. No.
Remember, this is a good feeling story of the day. He tumbled approximately 20 feet into the freaking creek where the rock then rolled on top of, you know, somehow trapped him. He's trapped face down in the water, which is, by the way, glacier water, so freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's face down, right? Drifting in and out of consciousness, His wife, who is a former Alaska State Trooper, spent about 30 minutes trying to get him out of there, doing everything she knows how.
Sure, and panicking. Oh, my God, I'd be freaking out, dude.
Thank God she's maybe State Trooper that might have kept her.
Called?
Might have kept her in the game.
Sure.
She realizes after 30 minutes, this just ain't happening. So she leaves him there. Can you imagine? Leaves him there, hikes to an area where she can finally get cell service, calls 911. Luckily, there's a sled dog tourism company that has a helicopter.
Oh my God.
And crams as many people, and you can't get here. You can't get there from here, right? You gotta hike in theory.
Of course.
They were able to fly in. They crammed as many people into that helicopter as they could get. Turned out to be 7. Mm-hmm. Flew to the scene. 7 responders lifted the boulder using airbags and brute freaking force. Finally freeing him. The creek was now rising as this happened. And honestly, his wife was having to hold his head. He couldn't turn his head anymore to keep it above water because the creek was starting to rise. So she was having to hold his head to keep him from drowning. Now, the blessing in all this, 2 nights in the hospital just because they wanted to make sure. Minor injuries.
No
broken bones.
No
paralysis. No, you know, maybe some hypothermia. Yeah. Is my guess is why it was the 2 nights. He says he feels like the luckiest man alive, and his wife is the greatest woman on the planet.
And I think he is.
Yeah, you know what? I'd slide him a vote.
Yeah.
You know, on that. Good feeling story of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to another Monday, 7:04 on Monday, the second day of June, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I don't know if this rain event, I can't speak for anybody else, but here in the Southwest, it's like whatever. Boy, what are you laughing at?
I love that you called it an event.
The rain event. Well, you know, everybody
it's very,
gets
we
excited.
Live in a desert.
True, yeah. True.
No, it's great. It's great because 4 drops. You have 4 drops, a little sprinkle, and we're all like, oh, my God, it's
thunderstorm.
Just storm, everybody. Be careful because you're going to die. You're out on the roads. Everything is going to flood.
Listen,
you know, it's like, wait, there's seven drops. Everybody turns into a Warner Brothers character. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not my proudest moment, but one time it was sprinkling like this, and I don't know what got into me, but I called Lisa from a gig. I said, can you come pick me up, Lisa? And she was like, I can, but what's the problem? And I was like, Lisa,
it's raining.
It's raining. And she was like, I think you're good. And I was like, I said it's raining. And she was like, okay, fine.
I'm scared.
I said I'm scared. So she
See,
did.
See, now, kid who grew up the way I did, they would send you out. Somebody would have an old beater car. Uh-huh. And they would send you out in the mud and go, hey, find out what happens when you spin. Sure. Which, no, we
really?
Went into, no, oh my God, okay, here comes the story. One of my really, really good friends growing up, they had just an empty vacant lot next to their house, and they had an old beat up Volkswagen. Volkswagens are awesome. The old VW Bugs, because they had the engine in the back, so there was serious traction. Because the heavy parts in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we would just go out and do donuts and rip it up. The guy was cool with it. The guy who owned the field mm-hmm. was cool with it. And and we just go out and spin out and learn how to, you learned how to drive in adverse conditions. And truth be told, much to my wife's horror, I like it.
Oh, God.
I love it. It's like, the back end. Spun, which most rational people would think.
Of course.
And me, I'm like, yeah!
Do it again!
Duke's a freaking hazard.
Yeah, no way, dude. Good for you, though.
Michaela's hometown throwdown moments away. I thought this was interesting. Tinder is struggling. Not because single people don't use dating apps, but because Gen Z, and moving into Gen Alpha is too young still, but Gen Z doesn't hook up.
Uh-huh.
So apparently Tinder has a new CEO and they're trying to revamp Tinder because they're struggling to gain traction among Gen Zers who are between 18 and 28, which is prime hookup, you know.
You know what's funny? Lisa and I yesterday were rotting in bed watching Temptation Island, which I've never watched before. And that's age range, like 21 to 28.
Oh, yeah.
And the vibe was so different than reality television that we grew up watching.
Really?
Like, they didn't really drink that much. They were like slow to hook up, even on Temptation Island. It was such a weird vibe that we said out loud, like, what is this?
What was the other one that was on last summer that everybody was talking about too? Do you remember?
Love Island.
Same one. Same thing. Well, to your point, this new CEO of Tinder says it's not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much alcohol. They don't have as much sex. And that's the problem. And that's a problem for Tinder. Because if you're not drinking as much, you're not making bad decisions. And if you're not doing it, what do you need Tinder for? Come over and hug, cuddle. In a recent poll of single people on dating apps, a whopping 85% do not use Tinder because if you do, you're looked at as slutty.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the reason?
Skanky.
Oh, we're on Hinge. It's just a better app.
Whatever. But part of the reason, wait, how old are you?
31.
Don't say we. 18 to 28, sir.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Stay in your lane, babe.
Stay in your lane.
Wanna be Gen Z.
Fine.
Just kidding.
That's great. So they're trying to shift the focus of Tinder away from that so that people don't think that they're dirty.
That's crazy. If you're on Tinder,
you're dirty.
Well, good for you and your morals. I can appreciate it.
Now, apologies to those who just went, I'm on Tinder. Am I dirty?
Oh,
maybe you are. And then, you know, but hey, look, there's somebody for everybody. Know what I'm saying? Maybe at least this way, then you know who's who and what's what. Because that's a big part of the problem.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, people are dancing around the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't get right to it. So maybe, you know what? Maybe the ones who are left on Tinder are the smart ones.
Yeah.
Y'all know what you're there for.
Tell them, Trek.
Get it.
I have no idea how to talk about Tinder.
I don't know. All right, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Shall we go?
Yes.
I think we should. Jackie Roscoe is here. She's a three-time champion, quietly sneaking in, looking for win number four. She's been a really good player. And you know what? She's that babyface assassin again. You know, where she's just nice. She's friendly. Doesn't seem overly competitive, and then next thing you know, you're down 2-0 and you don't know how
she's
got there.
You.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So 702-364-9898. Shakira will be here. Allegiant Stadium, June 28th.
Yeah.
Which, how weird is that? That we're now into June.
Nuts.
We'll be here before you know it. They're working the kinks out with that. I think. You know, she canceled shows over the weekend.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had a problem with Fenway Park in Boston. There was supposed to be a country show. I want to say it was supposed to be country show Friday, Shakira Saturday.
Yeah.
Don't at me if I've got it wrong. But they canceled both of them because there was a structural problem with the stage. But because they canceled the one show, then she couldn't do a show in Washington, D.C. I don't know what the deal.
That's weird.
I don't know what all that was.
Yeah.
But all systems go for Allegiant Stadium. You know they've got a month to work it out. So honestly, it'll be perfect when they get here.
That's right.
It'll be amazing when they get here.
Mm-hmm.
And your tickets are free at 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. Only on the Chad Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, look, kids. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion coming back for win number 4 today. Jackie Orozco from Aliante. How was your weekend?
It was actually good. It was really good.
You sound surprised by that.
Well, yeah, because I thought I wasn't going to do anything, but no, I was pretty busy.
That's right. On Friday, you were like, yeah, nah, I got nothing. What'd you end up doing?
We had like a barbecue at a coworker's house Friday night, and then my niece slept over Saturday.
Awesome. Awesome. Aces game for me on Friday, and then literally Saturday, hung out with the boys during the day, then hung out with a different group of guys Saturday night. You know, my two different friend circles, which was fantastic. And then yesterday, hung out with my wife all day.
It's awesome.
And watch the Aces. Go watch the Aces. Put the boots to Seattle, thank God, after getting smoked by them a week ago. So it was a good weekend for the Aces. They've got a week of practice. They'll play at Golden State for the very first time, because that's a new team in the league.
Yeah.
The Golden State Valkyries.
Cool. Ooh,
I know. Right? Stop trying to be so special.
Valkyries.
The Valkyries.
Feels like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It is.
The Valkyries.
Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yes. Yeah.
Kill the rabbit. That's for old people. Kill the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there'll be, God, we don't play another home game here till the 11th. So that's nine days out.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Kaylee Montemayor, representing Seven Hills.
Montemayor or Montemayor?
I mean, yeah, technically Montemayor.
Yeah. Oh, but you
Montemayor.
But you Caucasianed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I kinda had to.
No, you didn't have to. You don't have to.
No, they can say
it. They never say it right.
And you shouldn't. No.
Well, they need to learn, baby girl, okay?
Yeah, just because some people are dumb doesn't mean you gotta.
Hey.
What, no, not you. I
not
figured
you
were saying it the way she was saying it. I figured you were saying it the way she was saying it. That's the way she
That was the way she said it.
Yeah, that's the way she said it.
I just told him that way.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I wasn't doing that to you.
I get your name right.
Yeah, Montemayor, of course. From Seven Hills, even.
Ooh.
I know.
Beautiful.
I know. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
Fantastic. So here's how Michaela's Hometown Throwdown works, which I'm sure you may or may not know. That buzz in with your name. Make sure that we call on you before you answer, because you may think that you got in first, but Jackie's pretty sneaky, and she's kind of soft-spoken. So, you know, make sure we call on you before you blurt out the answer, because you don't want to give it to her if you don't have to, because she's pretty good at this. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
What NFL team helped support our local girls' flag football this weekend for the fifth year in a row?
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie.
I'm just going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, because who else would it be? Yeah, right. That's fun. One zip for the champ.
This legendary performer called out 3.5 hours before he was set to hit the stage and perform his hit songs like Do You Think I'm Sexy? What's his name?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Jackie. I'm gonna say I don't
say it.
Come on.
Is it
need an answer?
Luke Combs.
No, but
Luke
Combs.
I don't know if I'd give legendary to Luke Combs yet.
Yeah.
And definitely not Do You Think I'm Sexy? Kaylee, do you have an answer?
Do You Think I'm Sexy is the song title?
Yes.
Rod Stewart, maybe?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sometimes you just got to go with it.
That's right.
Yeah, like, I was like, maybe it's more modern. I don't know.
Another friend of mine said that they saw that show Saturday. One of our P1s.
Oh, yeah.
Was posting about it online, said it was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's also 77, so he might not have felt so sexy.
Yeah, well, listen, my Aunt Teresa would have left her husband, my Uncle Trey, if given the chance. I will never forget. She was so in love with Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
In love with him.
There's a lot of the older generation that would risk it all for him. I'm not kidding.
They would.
We are tied at one.
What special guest came out to perform her hit song Kiss Me More with Kendrick Lamar and SZA this weekend at Allegiant Stadium?
Jackie
for the lead.
Doja Cat.
Is it Doja Cat? Yes, it is. Champs up 2-1.
This pop star has officially regained control of all her music. What's her
name?
Jackie for the win. Sorry, Kaylee. Jackie for the win. It's Taylor Swift. Game over. Look at that. And Kaylee, that's how that works. She's just quick enough. You think you got her, and she just slips right in underneath you. But you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks,
we'll see you.
Girl.
Thank you, Kaylee.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye. See you, buddy. God, Jackie, look at you. By the way,
I know that Stewart question, man.
And that's what tipped the scales for you. You would have just blown her out had you gotten the Rod Stewart question. Do you want Shakira? We'll make this champion's choice. Do you want Shakira, or do you want Jennifer Lopez tickets, or do you want tickets to go see Bone Thugs and Harmony live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels this weekend?
Shakira, all the way.
Okay, give her the Shakira tickets, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow as Jackie Orozco from Aliante goes for win number 5 and retire as champion. How did we get here already? On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Coming up in moments on the Chep Buchanan Show.
A 177-second survey coming up in just a moment. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We may finally, also, I've been teasing this bit for 2 weeks at least that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the thing that sounds like it's a Cosmo headline?
Yeah.
Three little words that make men more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
We may finally get to that.
Let's do it.
It's been on the list for the 177-second survey, literally for at least 2 weeks that I can think of.
Yeah.
We may actually get there today. According to a new report, you know this, at the airport where they have the people mover, the moving walkways?
Yeah. Is that what it's called, people mover? Or is that what we call it?
No, I believe that's its name.
Okay, good.
But also, you know, moving walkway, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, those are, like at airports across the country, going to be taken out.
Why?
They're going to get rid of them.
No.
Because they're broken down all the time.
True.
Maybe. But no, apparently, it's costing them money.
Okay.
I find this fascinating. Now, I imagine they'll keep the one, if we're just using our airport, Harry Reid, McCarran, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're using our airport as an example, the one that goes like in the B and the C concourses, where you go down the long hallway past a couple of gates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That one comes in handy every once in a while.
Yes.
That one probably stays, but I can see the other ones that would go because airports are losing money because of these walkways. Airports make, and I never knew this really,
mm-hmm.
airports make money in two main ways. The fees that they get when they charge the airlines for using their gates,
mm-hmm.
right? And retail and concessions. They get a piece of all of that, you know, if you buy a drink, if you buy FLM chocolates,
yeah.
if you buy
Porta subs.
Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is in your particular God, that's funny. Tell me which concourse you use.
I know.
Or tell me where you eat at, and I'll tell you which concourse you use. And if I really thought about it, which airline you fly.
Yeah, dude, you know right away.
So if I say Village Inn and FLM Chocolates, and you go, oh, Terminal 3.
Yeah.
Oh, you fly Alaska.
For sure.
At the E-Gates. Of course you do.
That's mine really is funny. Porta subs with a broken people mover that I'm still such a moron. I still walk across it even though it's down.
You walk down.
I don't know. I still use it. That's physically funny. Have to walk myself.
Because you fly Southwest.
Exactly. And Spirit sometimes.
And Spirit.
I like a cheap flight.
That's great. So that's how they make their money. And the goal of the airport operator is actually not to get you to your gate as quickly as possible. It's to monetize your journey as much as possible. That's why you pay $8 for a bottle of water.
Makes sense.
You know what? And that's on you. Don't get mad at them.
Yeah.
That's on you. Moving walkways, bad for business because you zip right on by old Hudson News or whatever. Why are you shaking
yes.
your head, Adrian? Because Adrian wants power to the people.
No, I have a corporate rant about this BS that we, as consumers of this airport, have to have something taken away because it's too expensive for us to upkeep.
It's business, dog.
Why don't you talk to the airline that makes $9 billion off of our luggage fees and say, hey, give us
totally
some money so we can fix it.
Totally different subject.
Why is it different?
And they do get it. And they do get money from them. They do charge them.
Well, do a little upcharge for the upkeep. Everybody else's.
So
my rent goes up every year. Why
so
can't
you
want
to pay more for bag? Oh, my God. Now we're late, but okay. Now, so you want to pay more for baggage?
Shouldn't have to pay more. It's already, what is it, like $80 for Delta and American?
$100.
That's on you.
$100. It's on me for what?
Because you made the choice. Nobody's grabbed you by the neck and told you that you got to
What
do
airline
it.
Does free bags now? Because Southwest is
Bro,
done.
Bro, get a card. Get a credit card.
That's not.
Yeah.
That is not feasible for everybody, brother.
I'm just saying. No, I know it's not.
Not everybody
but
can get a credit card.
Forcing you. No, but nobody's forcing you.
Fair. Hold on. But if I have to take a plane,
take a bus, take a train, drive a car, do whatever
trains
you need
are expensive
do.
Too. By the way,
yeah, they
I've
are.
Never
they
taken
I know. Greyhound used to be a thing. It's not anymore. It's expensive.
Right, but okay.
But it's not okay. It doesn't have to
and
be
and
okay.
And we have spun this way off. They're just saying that there's not as many entrance and exit points, and they would rather have you walk by Hudson News, where you might go, God, you know what I need? More little mini Reese's peanut butter cups than I would eat in a month.
Yes.
But I'm going to eat them all in one sitting.
Right now.
And I don't want to say that I did that when I flew from Denver to Tulsa, but I might have.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw they just announced it that Rihanna's dad passed away.
I saw that and
yeah.
It made me so sad.
Yeah.
70. He was young.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say 70?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is young.
It is young. And she's got the third baby on the way. That's going to be tough, having a baby and losing somebody.
Listen, well, you got Rihanna money too. That should be able to keep somebody around for a minute. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Dude.
Like, it's not like they, yeah.
I know. And it's almost Father's Day. I felt bad about that. I saw that.
Right before Father's Day, too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, dude.
And I guess they had, I'd forgotten all about it, that he tried to trade on her name because she started the cosmetics company.
Uh-huh.
And then she started Fenty.
Yeah.
And then he tried to launch a company called Fenty Entertainment.
Oh.
And she had to sue him. And he's like, what are you talking about? That's my name.
Stop.
It's my name.
I didn't even see that.
It's literally my name, sure. Ronald Fenty.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're trading off my name and all that. And I don't know why it ended up being a lawsuit, but it did.
Yeah.
Which she eventually dropped. And then they reconciled
for
and all
sure.
that kind of stuff. And she has two brothers. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm.
She got two brothers. And then he had three kids from previous relationships.
Daddy was getting down.
Ronald. Yo, dog, you.
Ronnie Fenty, you bad boy.
Ronnie, you dog.
rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, you dog.
You dirty, dirty man.
That's great. Who's on the phone?
What is wrong with us? What is
Nothing.
Wrong with us?
Not a damn thing. Not a thing. I stand behind everything you say on this show.
Fine, same.
Until I have to apologize, and I will.
Stephanie Auclair from Centennial Hills.
Oh, my God, that's so loud. Steph.
Hi there. Good morning.
We've learned about people's Bluetooth. If they don't talk for a while, it picks up the, you know, it's just, oh. There's something in it that picks up the road noise.
Yeah, everything.
Until you talk and then it quiets down. But woo.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. It just is. I blame the technology. Simple and easy. Steph, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, my daughter, she plays for U.S. Kids Golf. She's only 8 years old, so we had a tournament in St. George, and, you know, she scored one under par, but so she got second place.
That's awesome.
So we were super excited. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I saw a buddy of mine said that they had a baseball tournament over the weekend, and he was like, yeah, came up short, second place. I was like, no, second place is pretty great. Now, while I agree...
Well, you know what? It's still under par, and that's what we always tell her, score under par.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's okay.
Oh, I missed the first part of that. It's a golf tournament, and she shot under par. That's amazing. How old
she
is
she?
She
shot under par. She's 8 years old, so they play 9 holes, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, one under par. We'll take it.
Amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Go, baby girl.
Good for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I can't believe that we're actually going to get to this, but we are. I ran across an article not too long ago, long enough now, that claims that there are three little words that a guy can say that will increase a woman's desire for him.
Ooh.
Sounds like an old Cosmo cover.
Sure does.
Okay.
Probably read it.
What do you think those three words are, Stephanie?
For me, it's like, I got this.
That's exactly what they are.
No way.
That's exactly the words.
Okay.
I was skeptical of this a little.
Uh-huh.
I was a little skeptical of this.
Mm-hmm.
Explain why I got this makes a man more attractive to you.
Because you know what? As a woman, every time we're trying to do something, so when I think of I got this, it's like when I'm walking and they open the door, like, I got this. You know, like when the guy goes, I got this. Or when you're carrying groceries, I got this. Like, meaning they'll just take it from you and do it for you. So that's what I said, I got this. Like, meaning, oh my God, thank you. I appreciate that.
This is very, and I'm reading now. This is very appealing to women who feel closer to someone that they feel can rise up to challenges.
Love
and
that.
will be an equal partner in the relationship without being asked.
Listen, this isn't even romantically. I feel like when the men in my life are like, "Hey, I got it, Mick," or "Hey, I'll take up, put your luggage above the seats in the plane."
Yeah.
It just happens. So it's
up
on the top
bin,
of my head.
Yeah.
I'm very independent, but I love that. I appreciate it. I think it's wonderful.
That's what Michaela and I were talking about, because I will always offer, but I am prepared. And I was telling Michaela, I am prepared more often than not for someone to not only say no thank you, but to do it in a snotty, like somehow I've offended you by offering to help.
Yeah,
but,
which is unfortunate because I think it's wonderful.
Good Lord, we're going to get to all three questions really quick. Do you send your parents a card for their anniversary? Somebody asked. Somebody they wanted a relationship rehab because they were arguing about it. But do you send your parents a card for their anniversary?
I don't, and I think that
that's more sentimental. I think we sort of like gotten away with sending cards, even just in general, right? Because we do so much for technology, or they have those electronic cards. But I think that if we could, or we actually should be sending cards, even like for birthdays or anniversaries. It's really cool to be able to have something in the mail. Oh my gosh, and open it up, right? You get excited. It's a different feeling.
I used to send my dad and his wife a card on their anniversary every year.
Really?
Yeah.
So nice.
I did. Yeah, but that was just to let them know I was thinking about them and to celebrate their thing. The argument was, that's not your business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, the argument was.
Who would make that an argument?
Husband and wife banging it back and forth. And he was the one who sent the card. And she said, that's not your place. And he wanted to send one to the in-laws. He thought they should send a card to her parents. And she was like, I've never done that. I'm never going to do that.
Oh, I think it's nice.
We don't do that. My parents would think it was weird. What are you doing?
Why would it be weird? It's weird that you think it's weird.
Because happy anniversary is between them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I disagree with that. I think that as a wife, I think that if her husband wants to do that, I would take it more like, oh my gosh, that's so thoughtful.
Listen, I do it, but my parents are divorced. Happened since I was four. I'm sending them nothing.
What? I'm sorry, what?
But I would.
What?
I said my parents are divorced. Yeah. I would send them nothing.
So, yeah, that would be ridiculous.
That would be weird.
I can't do it.
I wish you were still together.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
No, I love the idea that there are that, and really when you break it down, the people that are saying, you shouldn't send them a card for your anniversary. Why would you not want to celebrate something?
Hello.
Stop celebrating and being nice. Knock it off.
Show. Imperfect 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, for them.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, Steph?
I was just saying, like, maybe the wife is like, she would never want people to do that for her, but that doesn't mean that others can't do it. Yeah. You know,
just let people do something nice. We need more good in the world. You know what I'm saying? Let people put good
Absolutely.
In the world. Hey, for you, Bone Thugs and Harmony this Saturday, live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Have a great time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. We'll see you in a minute. Hang on one second. Relationship rehab today. His girlfriend's parents are super judgy. But listen, what you're being all judgy about, maybe you need to look a little closer to home while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This may, the more I look at this, the more I think about it, this may be another one of those that we're doing just because the story's solid.
Love it.
But whatever.
Who cares?
And we're going to give you your choice. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, or Bone Thugs for relationship rehab next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Monday morning, the second day of June, 8:08. Right now, she's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Raining where you are? Not raining here. We're in the Southwest. Nothing here.
Not too bad.
Mm-mm. I kind of always feel left out. It's a little bit of FOMO with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just want a little bit more of a sprinkle?
Yeah. Well, because honestly, we have 300 days that are pretty much the same.
Yeah,
so every once in a while when it's different, I kind of like to...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
I did too. As long as I don't have anything to do, I love the rain.
That's true.
And right?
Yeah, for people who struggle with it. Sorry. You're yelling at your radio right now, like, shut up.
We don't want it.
I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I understand. I respect that viewpoint as well.
Okay, good.
My favorite is also, you know, somebody's like a desert dweller. When there's a day like this, right? We got some clouds. We have a little sprinkle here and there and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they look at the sky and they go, look at the storm. I was like, it's not.
Those people are me because I'm only from Vegas. I've never been anywhere that has actual weather. Yeah. So one sprinkle, I'm like, oh my God,
look at the storm.
Yourself.
Yeah. So when the news stations all go, well, it's a weather alert day. Yeah, well.
I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, I guess maybe it is.
Good warning.
All right. Relationship rehab. Alyssa in Aliante. Thank you for this. I'm very entertained by this story. My 19-year-old nephew started dating a girl at college about 5 months ago. He's so into her, head over heels. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are, one's an engineer, the other one is a financial advisor. They told their daughter that they don't think that my nephew is very intelligent.
Oh.
And she told him that they said that.
Dang.
Now, he's a great kid. He's not on the dean's list, but he's getting decent grades. Oh, and plot twist. Where did they meet? CSN.
Oh.
So everybody calm down a touch. Now, I am not disparaging community college.
Right.
Not one bit.
No.
I went to community college. What little bit I went to college.
Yeah.
I was already in radio in the midst of, in fact, literally right after the first quarter had ended, I got a job a couple hundred miles away. I said, I'll pick it back up. It was my first full-time job. I wasn't working full-time in radio yet. Mm-hmm. And then I got my first full-time job and went, oh, I'll pick school back up, and just never went back.
Yeah.
And the company that I worked for, so dope. If you got number one ratings, which we were at that time,
yeah,
they gave you $10,000 for school. My mom was mad. When I told her that, was mad.
And your mama didn't mess around.
No.
When she was mad, she was real mad.
No, and I wanted to do it. It just wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So by the way, and this is Alyssa's words, not mine. By the way, they're attending CSN. Clearly, the daughter's no genius either. Again, I'm not disparaging.
Yeah.
I'm not disparaging community college. Her mom actually asked him what his financial plan for the future was. He's 19. So my guess is the mom is the financial advisor. The dad is the engineer. That's my guess.
Yeah.
He wants to ride it out with this girlfriend, but her parents seem very judgmental. Do you have any advice?
Oi.
Oh, really?
I want to hear you.
Oh, really? Oi.
I just said oi. I got to think about it.
To me, it's simple. To me, it's easy. I just think it's funny that they're judgy and that they're kind of all over him.
Uh-huh.
And this and that and the other thing. Great.
Yeah.
Fine.
Big whoop.
Yeah, what's your advice here? 702-364-9898. Your choice. You want to go to Jennifer Lopez? The Live in Las Vegas residency at the college that they announced at the AMAs a week ago.
What was it, last weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a month ago.
I know.
She'll be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. She's very familiar with that room, as you know. And this, it's the funniest thing. Today's June 2nd. We're talking about January 2nd, 2026. The first time I got to ride 2026 on anything. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Tickets for that go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can have them now. Shakira's at Allegiant Stadium Saturday, June 28th. Or if you can't wait for any of that and you want to go right now, Bone Thugs and Harmony live on the lawn, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas this Saturday night. 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab. Call right now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right, 19-year-old nephew started dating a girl at college about 5 months ago. He's so into her. Head over heels, says Alyssa in Aliante. Her parents are an engineer and a financial advisor. They told their daughter they don't think he's very intelligent. They talk like, you know, that happens.
I know it does. I'm surprised she told him, though.
Yeah, then she told him, which I'm not sure what that's all about, but okay. He's a great kid, says Alyssa. He's not on the dean's list, but he's getting decent grades. By the way, they're attending CSN together, so clearly the daughter's not a genius either, says Alyssa.
Yeah, she's protective over her nephew.
Oh, sure.
She's like, same person.
Yeah, she's a little mama bear.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little mama bear on it.
Yep.
But she's looking for some advice. Her mom actually asked him what his financial plan is. I remember that happening at probably around the same age of like, yes, what's your plan? What's your financial plan? What are you going to do to support my daughter?
Yeah.
And everything and thinking, I don't know. Work.
Totally.
I don't know.
I know.
It's great. He really wants to ride it out. Parents are very judgmental. Any advice? Says Alyssa. Adrian, where are we going to start?
We'll start with line four with Jody.
With Jody. Hey, Jode.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Hi, buddy. We're good. How about you?
Doing good. Yeah. Doing good. So just drawing from my own son's experience, who had a high school girlfriend, and they were very much head over heels in love, ended up getting married, and then divorced. So I say just let them ride it out. They're young. Let them be.
Well, okay, but what advice do you have for dealing with the judgmental parents?
What can you do? I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. You can't really change what they feel or what they say. I mean, haters are going to be haters. What can you do?
Yeah. Final question. What's your choice? Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, or Bone Thugs?
Oh, J-Lo all day.
Done.
Yes.
Done. You make the people at Live Nation very happy. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be good. And I'm telling you, Coliseum at Caesars, it feels right. Because she did that long, long ago. And I think that'll be she'll feel comfortable there. I think that'll be a great show.
And the Coliseum is still like so cool and OG. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, it's got a little cachet.
Yep.
So I'm curious, hey Brad, what advice do you give to Alyssa and by extension Alyssa's nephew who's got a girlfriend with judgy parents?
Well, I mean, if he likes her that much, I mean, it's hard enough to find anybody in this world that you connect with, that you want to spend your life with. And if he thinks it's her, then he's just got to either deal with them or win them over.
That's the deal. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was just that regardless, they're showing their cards. You're 5 months in.
Yep.
She's, and mom's asking you. So mom, you know, I take clues from all these things. Mom obviously thinks there's a future. Mom, the daughter, she's talked to her daughter. She's assessed the situation. She's a financial advisor. He's an engineer. That means they're both very critical. They're critical thinkers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they dissect and they look at the situation, how it is. So they see a future based on what their daughter is telling them, right? Yeah. So the daughter's really into this guy too. She thinks he might be the one, even though they're young and yada, yada. So they're showing their cards and he needs to know just from where I sit, pretty much everything's going to get worked over, you know, whatever it is,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
No matter for how long.
So if you're cool with that and you don't mind the scrutiny. And again, you know, when people are up in your bit, like my dad was up in everybody's business because he wasn't a rocket scientist. He was a rocket engineer. Mm-hmm. He questioned everything always until he didn't. If it ran through his filter, like he loved Amy. He hated my first wife. Hated. Should have listened to him. Yeah. But he hated my first wife. But Amy, he loved right out of the shoot. She's a worker, he said. She's a smart one. She's a capable person. Those were all things that were important to him.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, my dad questioned everything. And it could be a nightmare.
Yeah. It just gets sticky because they're so young, 19. They're not planning on doing anything quite yet, but just date. Like, imagine when they get married, have children. Like, they just feel like overbearing parents.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel the same. It's just out, especially when the education level is the same. Like, you have no business judging, questioning. It's not like she's going to Harvard, babe. Like, they're educated. Going to college is wonderful.
Yeah.
Let it go.
College is not for everyone. College is also not accessible to everyone.
No.
So that's, you know. My deal with community college was I didn't know what I was doing as far as the radio thing went, and it was cheap. It was okay for, at the time. It was a few $100 versus a few $1,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now, obviously, it's more now, but still, it was just the more cost-effective thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I imagine they're not all the way crazy about their darling daughter not going to university.
Well, maybe they should have sent her to one.
And that they, well, maybe she didn't want to. There's a lot we don't know.
I just,
there's a lot
sorry,
we don't
sorry,
know.
I got fired up.
No, you're right, too. You're right, too. And I'm breaking my own rules by playing in fantasy land.
No. It's good.
Because there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
But my guess is they're not crazy about this situation either on as it pertains to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But yeah, that would be my only advice is don't expect this to change.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just be proud of your daughter. She's in school. She's met a nice guy. They're having a nice time.
Well, that's great for them. But again, the advice is for the nephew.
Yeah.
You know, the advice is for the nephew.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, dude, just know that that's probably where you're at. Is that it for you? You look like you look like you're spent. You look like you're out.
Well, no, because I'm still mad at them. Well, I'm thinking, and I'm just trying to not act crazy, because I'm like, who do you guys think you are? Well, poor guy, made him feel stupid.
Okay, I have a question for you. Why are we keeping the crazy in the bag? Why? Why
would you unleash this, Trent?
Why would you deprive us?
Don't you do it, baby.
Who are you mad at?
Well, just in the mood today, I guess.
In general.
The parents, the rain, traffic.
Oh, you're
scared of driving the rain.
You're mad at Monday. Okay, well, now that's a whole different story.
Thanks.
It's relationship rehab.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait, before we do anything else, breaking hip-hop news. Breaking hip-hop news. We now go to the hip-hop update desk. Here's Adrian Hernandez.
So, Pusha T has a new album coming out with his brother, The Clips, coming out at the end of the month, and there is a feature of Kendrick Lamar on one of the songs.
Oh.
Yes.
By the way, that's why you didn't go, because you were out of town.
Yeah.
Hanging out with John Cena.
Landed at 9:30.
That's why you blew off Kendrick Lamar. You could have made it.
I could have made it, but I wanted to hear two songs, and they were the first part of
it. I feel you.
So, sorry. No disrespect to SZA.
Oh, that explains the other day why you were checking set list.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you think
so
I don't
funny.
Pay attention to what you do in there. I do.
Hey, well, you watch him too closely. Relax.
No. It was just, I was just like, what's he doing?
But, so, Pusha T has a new album coming out. Kendrick Lamar is one of the features on it. Of course, Kendrick and Pusha T, one of the main rivals of Drake. This album was supposed to come out under Def Jam, but Def Jam said, hey, can we censor or remove Kendrick from the song? Pusha T said, absolutely not, and left the label and joined Roc Nation with Jay-Z, Jay-Z and Roc Nation's the ones responsible for picking the Super Bowl the past 7 years.
Sure.
So sides are being drawn.
I love it.
If you're working with Kendrick, you cannot, like, there's either Kendrick's side or Drake's side, labels are picking because of the lawsuit.
And away we go.
Yeah.
And they're Def like, somebody will pay us.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the soap opera of it all. That's the only reason why I did this.
It's the politics, man. Def Jam is also under Universal, which obviously Universal's in the lawsuit with Drake. So that's how that goes under.
You know what? I got a little drama about Kendrick. I didn't plan on talking about.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you something.
Okay. I'm interested.
So our boss calls us, me. And he says, hey, Mick, do you want to see Kendrick?
Oh, because I told him no.
I said, yeah, I do.
Yeah, he didn't offer me tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I said, yeah, I do, because Lisa, my fiance, loves Kendrick. Most importantly, SZA. That'd be a really cute date night. Yes, thank you. He goes, all right, they're going to email you the tickets for Saturday night. I said, dude, that's so nice. Thank you. I'm so into this. So Saturday comes. I've now hyped it up. I'm like, Lisa, we're going to Kendrick date night. Let's go. Love you. SZA, snooze. Yes. Lisa's like, oh my God, I love you. Yes, this is awesome. It takes a lot to get her excited. And she was. At 4:00, I go into my emails to retrieve the tickets. They are not there. They were there the day before. So I go into my Ticketmaster. I scour the internet and my emails to find there are no tickets anywhere. So I call our guy, and he's like,
call the boss. You call JB. Yeah. Let's name names.
Yeah.
You call JB.
And
okay.
I said,
what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. JB. Well, I don't know the rules around all this kind of thing. So I'm getting nervous now. I'm squeezing my legs.
You know what?
But I said,
he knows who you're talking about. Again, he didn't offer me tickets, so we know who the favorite is now.
Well, first it's
Did he offer them to you?
Well, I'm the one I had asked,
oh, you
and
asked.
I couldn't go. So I'm assuming that's why Michaela got the call.
I've known the guy for years before we got here. So we know who the favorite is now. All right, good.
Yeah, right, Chad. Would you have said yes if he offered them? Uh-huh.
No. Maybe.
Yeah, but again, we want to be invited.
Totally. Just want to be invited. Yeah, let's make this decision. Okay. All right. Oh, look at his little
So anyway,
right now.
No, let's get to the...
So we never got the tickets. I said, JB, what am I supposed to do? He said, I don't know. Did you read the directions? I said, that's a fair thing to ask
okay.
me.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Did you have like 24 hours to download them and you didn't do it?
Listen, it's
And you
me.
Couldn't be bothered?
Okay, it's
You
me.
Couldn't be bothered to complete the transfer?
Now, normally that would make sense and that would be very on brand for me. But I looked very carefully because Lisa was involved and I didn't want to mess it up.
But somehow...
Somehow I didn't get those tickets.
You messed it up.
Yes, I did.
Somehow you messed it up.
So at 5:30, I had to go downstairs to Lisa, and I said, Lisa, she's getting ready. Oh, God, I feel so bad. She was putting her hair in a ponytail. I said, Lisa, I don't know where the tickets are. I messed up. And then she said, it's okay, Michaela.
Her hair's long enough to go in a ponytail
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're going into a man bun. We're growing it out.
I just realized I haven't seen Lisa in a long time.
I know. Well, to be fair, I made her put extensions in for our engagement photos. Okay. That's another story. And
that's
she's
why it's
pissed about it.
JB should have bought the tickets.
So long story short, Lisa
Coming
hates
from
me.
From the label. So yeah. Whatever happened to the tickets?
We don't know. I have no idea. They got lost in the abyss.
So they were on JB's end? Were they transferred?
Yeah, then he transferred to me. Then I had them on Friday, but by Saturday, they were gone.
Drake's team stole them. Didn't want you to have a good time to talk about them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is not even the best story coming out of the weekend, but it's damn close. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Up in the Adirondack Mountains in New York.
Okay.
Group of hikers, right? 911 call comes in. Two hikers reporting that their friend had died. I know.
No, traumatic. Terrible.
When the hikers met up with the mountain's summit steward, not a ranger, not a, well, I don't know what else you'd call somebody who's like a ranger.
Yeah.
They have a summit steward.
Fancy.
I guess. It became very clear that these hikers had ingested mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those mushrooms. And were in what they're calling an altered mental state. You think?
Yeah.
This is the steward is different than a ranger because the steward called for a ranger. Well, how about that?
All right.
To escort the disoriented hikers to an ambulance. Okay?
Oh, God, that's awful.
The supposedly deceased hiker later turned up okay. Said, I'm alive, not hurt, everything's fine. The ranger then escorted that hiker back to the campsite, and later on, everyone was reunited. The precise chain of events that led to the two hikers to believe that the third hiker was dead... remains unknown.
But we get it.
He's dead. Oh, no, it's fine. It's just,
right.
Just the mushrooms.
Yeah.
But like I told you, that's not even the best story out of the weekend. I really don't believe that's a good story.
It gets better.
I believe the better story is coming up in just a few moments.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Hikers on shrooms was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead. No, we're just super high.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? What made you think he was dead? We're not sure.
Yeah, just laid there.
Because it just, or whatever it was.
Whatever.
But they panicked.
That's so funny to me, though.
Well, also over the weekend, police in Jacksonville, Florida, searching for a suspect.
Uh-huh.
They don't have him. He's on the loose.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he has a $650 ferret in his possession.
Uh-uh. A ferret?
Ferret. Uh-huh. You ever had a friend with a ferret?
Yeah, I did.
Freaky, right?
Freaky and stinky.
No. The friend. The friend?
Oh.
Freaky and stinky?
You know what? Also freaky.
And
maybe not as stinky.
And stinky. No, and ferrets are stinky. His scent glands have been removed. No, they haven't.
No, they have not.
Or they removed them, but they didn't take.
Yeah, it's weird. Ferrets.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they're crazy. If you got a friend that's got a ferret,
they are crazy.
It's the same. It's kind of my same thing. If you've got a hot tub or a boat and a hot tub, or a hot tub on your boat.
Oh my God.
You are a swinger. If you have a hot tub on your boat, you film porn.
For sure.
Don't even.
And we're not judging, but we know.
Yeah, judging would be too far. But
yeah. No,
but we definitely are making assumptions about you filming porn. Yeah. We're not opposed to it.
No,
we're just saying that that's what you do. So according to the police report, security cameras captured footage of the male suspect, and I quote, browsing the ferret section and fondling the ferret for quite some time before shoving it into his shorts and leaving the store with it. Yay, is that a ferret in your shorts? What are you doing?
Gross.
And leaving the store without paying, of course.
Yeah.
As the suspect departed, God, this gets so good. A Petland was the name of the place. A Petland manager gave chase, but was unable to obtain the license plate of the white work van with multiple ladders.
No. That's not suspicious.
So you got a ferret fondler who shoves the thing into his shorts and a white work van with multiple ladders. And you would think that would be enough. No.
Yeah.
No. The report describes the subject as having a unique long mustache.
Oh, my God.
This is out of one of them brothers from the 90s
Literally.
Movies. Farrelly Brothers. The
oh,
whatever those
yeah, brothers. Yeah, the ones who make the Step Brothers. With,
Dumb and Dumber.
100%.
What was the other one with the dude and the White Russians and all that kind of, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody's screaming at their radio right now. The guy had a unique long mustache, and he was wearing a blue Under Armour shirt and shorts with one of the military services. I don't want to cast aspersions.
Sure, good.
Logo on there. While an automated facial recognition system failed to identify the suspect, the clear surveillance images of the white work van with multiple ladders and the guy with the unique long mustache and a ferret in his shorts may aid in the eventual apprehension of the Jacksonville Ferret Bandit, as police have dubbed
it. I'm going to be honest. I did not see Ferret Fondler on my bingo card for 2025.
Nah, best story of the weekend.
It is.
Tell me it wasn't. Fine. You know what? Find me a better one if you don't believe it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Do you not know the legend of FedEx?
No, dude.
So, FedEx started back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right? And brilliant idea. You know, let's have a central hub. We'll do it here in Memphis.
Oh, of course.
Guy was from Memphis.
Yeah.
And it was going to be regional. And then he went, whoa, I'm on to something here. We could go, man, we could deliver stuff overnight.
Yeah.
And it changed the game. However, they nearly were toast. They had $5,000 in the bank. They needed to pay off $24,000. Mm-hmm. So FedEx dude, the founder, took that $5,000, came to our fair city of Las Vegas to gamble it all on blackjack.
No,
and
no.
It was either sink or swim.
No.
And he won $27,000.
Stop.
And FedEx survived.
Wait, that's amazing.
And here we are.
Okay, that's cool.
You never heard that?
Never.
That's great.
And what a risk.
You'll
what
never
a
forget
chance.
It. Yeah,
what
you'll
a
never
meant
forget
to be thing.
According to the FBI, the number of bank robberies has declined by nearly 85% since a high back in 1992. Nobody's robbing banks anymore.
Yeah.
Mostly because the whole, you know what I always say, the effort to benefit ratio is way off.
1,000,000%.
This is no good. It's all risk and no reward.
Yeah.
In the 60s, the average bank robbery was worth about $5,200, which translates to like just shy of $50,000 in today's money.
Mm-hmm.
So worth it,
yeah.
Right? In recent years, now, the average take is only about $4,200, which in today's money is worth $4,200.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, dude.
And the other thing, you always think, because of the movies and whatnot, that bank robberies are violent.
Right.
It's actually really rare. It only happens in about 1 out of 25 times. Most of the time, the robber hands the teller a note.
Oh, sure.
Gets whatever money it
is
and bounces.
I just think it's so funny, though, that people are also so spicy now, too. Like, they're like, hey, can I have that money? And the bankers are like, no, get out.
No, because
like,
we know.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
bye.
Yeah. In fact, 3 out of 4 bank robbers don't even have a weapon and don't use or even threaten violence. They just go, this is a robbery. Give me the money.
Oh, yeah. We're not taking your word for it, pal. Just get out. We're not giving you our money.
Anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and with all the plexiglass and the whatnot, it's like, the effort to benefit ratio, way
Yeah,
off.
Dude, you have a better chance of being like, hey, can you sell me this robbery, please? And they'd be like, okay, maybe. Everything's so digital now.
Yeah. Or you're robbing a bank, how 90s.
Yeah. Loser.
Please, go change your outfit. And then come back here with a better plan.
Ooh, a robber.
So scared. All right, follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, just spend the whole weekend in Dallas, Texas, recording new episodes of Unlikely, some of which you can hear. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Happy birthday to she's not my sister. She's my best friend's sister, but I grew. Well, I always said.
Oh, that's your sister.
I always said my best friend John was my brother.
Yeah.
And I consider Sister Pam, that's her name, Sister Pam.
Love it.
Because there was a Pam who was married to my buddy's dad. And so that was Pamela.
And then Sister Pam is Sister Pam.
Love it.
And it's Sister Pam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sister Pam.
Happy birthday, Sister Pam.
Hey, tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while. You never know the difference it's going to make. And be a friend to somebody who needs a friend because they need a friend.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, do you have enough friends? No, you don't. You could use a friend too.
Yeah.
Just be good to folks
hey,
today.
Chet, you're one of my best friends.
Shut up. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.